Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
The end.
It's the wake up call.
If your summer is on a budget, which Kevin, your summer's on a budget. Am I right or
you
am
don't
I right?
Know that.
Okay, my summer's on a budget.
What are we spending?
What? I don't, probably the Labubus. I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, though, it was a list of hobbies that you could pick up that are good for summertime. That are cheap hobbies.
Oh.
They're affordable. They're something you can do. And I want to run over some of these, and I'd love to know what you guys think. Okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. First one on there. Reading.
I'm okay.
Okay. Why is that for the summer?
That's not a fun hobby.
I think a lot of people like sitting outside in the sun and reading a book. Take a book to the beach. A lot of people do that.
Okay.
You could do that for free. Just get a library card, they say. Mm. Bird watching.
I've tried that.
This is for dorks.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Might as well just go for a hike.
Katie says it's for dorks. Disagree. The next one on here, rock collecting.
Okay, Dweeb.
We can see why this is free now.
Right.
Because no one does it.
I mean, rock collecting's what five-year-olds do. Right.
I mean, unless you're collecting crystals.
Okay, how about this one?
Okay.
Origami.
I don't want to say Kevin.
What
about Kevin?
I origami.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's fun. Okay. Have you ever turned a dollar into a swan?
Have you?
No, twerp, I haven't.
Okay, wow.
Twerp.
A twerp?
By the way, twerp, type of bird you can see while bird watching. Another thing, we're talking about cheap hobbies that you can get into for the summer. Hiking.
Okay, that's the same as rock collecting.
You hike.
Yeah, I love hiking. Get in nature. Breathe some air. Smell the roses. Touch some grass.
Okay, so are you supporting this or not supporting
it? I support it.
You
are. It is a hobby. Hiking is a hobby, especially if you do incline.
Okay, and rock collecting as well?
You could collect rocks on the way,
I guess. Right. Okay. How about, see, they have this one on there, and I'm going to throw an asterisk on two of these, actually.
Okay.
Well, first one, gardening.
Yes, I love to garden.
Don't get me wrong. It can be a hobby, and you can get into it, but this is a list of cheap hobbies.
Oh, it is not cheap.
Gardening is a gateway drug.
It sure is.
Talk to my mother. I mean, you go to Green Acres, yeah. And Green Acres is like going to the dark web. It's like my mom walks in there and she's like, oh, boy.
Not to mention, it is, I believe, a form of gambling.
Are we talking?
I see what you're saying.
Okay, but because you're going to spend a whole bunch of money on something that may or may not go okay.
Take better care of your plants.
No, sometimes it's not up to you. Sometimes it's up to soil and God.
Yes, you just got to put them in the right environment and they'll flourish.
Oh, okay.
Another one I'm going to throw on here as another asterisk for cheap hobbies to get into for the summer. For the same reason I asterisk gardening, pickleball. Pickleball's also...
Well, that's true. No, all you need to do is get your paddles.
Yeah,
that's true. But I mean, if you know somebody, though, who gets bit with the pickleball bug... Then they're like, okay, I got a paddle, but I need a better paddle.
See, I never fell for that trap.
I need a bag for my paddle. I need balls.
Your paddle comes usually in a bag.
Now I need shorts. I need a hat.
You could wear just your shorts.
I don't know. I have a friend of mine who's really into pickleball. And
then he is making a choice to get these things. He doesn't need them.
Another one on here, collecting brochures.
What, you're just going to go to the place, ask for a brochure, and leave?
Okay.
I have no idea, but that is absolutely worse than collecting rocks.
It is. It is.
But if you have any suggestions, text them in, 916-909-1065. 909-1065. We'd love to know what are some cheap hobbies that we should be getting into.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.